Welcome to Dirt Doctor Radio. Here's your host, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.
Well, well, well. Thank you, Logan. Very short and sweet there. I'm almost relaxed a little bit now. I was real close to calling Mary Rose that she was going to have to do the show this morning. I left Lakewood, which is about 20 miles from the radio station, earlier than normal, and it was raining. It was raining hard, and none of the weather guessers even suggested that there was going to be a gigantic storm last night, but there was, and I thought it was waning as I drove away. And yes, I should have a broadcast studio at my house. I don't because I'm a moron. I still come to the station and see everybody over here. But as I left, it started raining harder. And as I go from the area called Lakewood in the Dallas-Fort Worth in Dallas, and I go below the downtown area, or sometimes above and go through the tunnel under the park. And this time I went below, and it started raining so hard that I got disoriented. The windshield wipers couldn't keep up with the rain. And I was going through water standing on the – and I'm telling you all this because any of you in the Dallas area or east of Dallas, stay at home. Don't go out right now. It's unbelievable how hard it is raining. And this thing just apparently came out of the blue. But I was having such a hard time seeing. My eyes aren't that great anyway. I was having such a hard time seeing when I was going underneath downtown Dallas that I missed my turn and ended up going into Reunion Commerce and downtown and had to circle around and waste some time there. And finally got back out on the on 35 going north toward Denton, and then you peel off on 114 to go to the airport. That's where the radio station is. And I went through two areas where it was a miracle I got through. I almost got hit by a car that was trying to change lanes. There was over a foot of water standing on the street. And I got over enough to go around. And just as I was getting around these flooded areas, I noticed there was car debris all over the place. And I couldn't see it exactly. I dodged. It was a miracle that I didn't run over some big chunks of metal and have a flat tire. That happened halfway to the turnoff to 114, somewhere around Mockingbird. And then when I made the turnoff to 114, it was getting harder. The rain was even harder at that point. It was another event going under the overpass there, flooded at least a foot of water, and another wreck with debris all over the place. And how I got through it, I don't have any idea. But to put it mildly, I was it was interesting. I was a little concerned about getting here. I may build a studio at my house this week.
We're glad you're here.
Be a smart thing. Thank you, Mary Rose. It was something. So anyway, this storm is still out there and moving east. From Dallas. So those of you that are thinking about leaving the house, if it's still raining, I would not recommend it because it is really flooding. Downtown was a unbelievable mess. Anyway, my ginger tea was a little bit shortened this morning because it was raining so hard at the house. And by the way, the dogs, Tater and Nellie, wouldn't go out. They won't go out when it's raining hard. And we had lightning. It was lightning all over the place, too. So they were inside and scared to death. So I didn't go out and get any sage or any of the other herbs. I just used what I had inside. So my tea this morning is pretty good. It's real good. It's ginger, fresh ginger, and the chili piquin, the roasted chili piquins, and a little bit of honey. The mystery photograph is up. It's should be fairly easy. The first caller doesn't look like he's making a guess, but if you'd like to, give us a call, 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478, 866-444-3478, or you can email us info@dirtdoctor.com. And let's see. Oh, well, the mystery photograph and also the SPCA report, which I'll give you in just a second, is brought to you by Espoma. Espoma provides an 8-ounce bottle of organic liquid plant food for the winner of the mystery photo. And we provide, the Texas Organic Research Center provides one of our online courses. Yes, if you don't win it, you can buy one, and we still have the two-for-one. Basically, it's a two-for-one deal. You buy one of the courses, 15-chapter course, online course, and you identify a friend, and we send them a course, too, for free. So you sign up, and you get to, you know, get your neighbor involved in organics if they still are using the toxic chemicals, or you can give it to a friend or whoever you want to. We're continuing that at least while we're going through all this mess with the COVID-19. More and more people getting into gardening in general, and I think more getting into doing it organically if they've been smart enough to listen to the right radio stations and read the right newspaper columns and books and things like that, because people don't want to be more unhealthy. They know they're catching on more and more that if you're eating food that is organically grown and clean of toxic chemicals and more loaded with nutrition, the trace minerals and everything that come from the organic program rather than from the synthetic fertilizers, that it will help them have a resistance, more of a resistance to all kinds of things, all kinds of diseases, and be healthier and feel better in general. Let's see what the doggy, the SPCA, I think is still the same situation. Yes, they're still closed, so you have to make an appointment. The button on our website on dirtdoctor.com, spca.org/findapet, will take you to the area that explains how to set up an appointment and adopt without, you know, the place being wide open. Let's see. Ava was adopted. Thank you for that. Cody, Lowe, January, Bosco, and Freckles are still waiting for their homes. Their photographs and bios are on our website, dirtdoctor.com. Today's dog is a 3-year-old mixed breed pup, and I guarantee you he's got some Staffordshire in him, pit bull. Let's see if it's a, yeah, he. He came to the SPCA of Texas after being mistreated. Doggone it. When he arrived, he had no idea he had found a safe place. He was scared of people and didn't want to come out. The kennel, the staff described him very depressed, and it took some time to recover. Thankfully, the staff didn't give up, and he's gained so much confidence. He loves going outside and playing with his favorite toys and treats from humans. Due to his past, he is still a little fearful. Has fearful tendencies, and due to this, the family he firmly requires a house with a securely fenced-in yard. He's looking for an adopter who will be patient, loving, and kind. And he looks like a good one. He's a good-looking guy, white face with a lot of pink and a tan body, about the color of our tree-climbing Nelly. So check him out on dirtdoctor.com. He's at the Reese Animal Care Center in downtown Dallas. They also have some pets out in the McKinney Center. But wherever you are in the country, from Maine to California, Maine to Alaska, you'll have rescue organizations that handle every kind of dog you can imagine. The mixed breeds, of course, which are wonderful, all sizes. But they also handle, the rescue organizations are out there that handle purebred dogs as well. So if you want a Great Pyrenees or a Dachshund or a Chihuahua or whatever you want, there are rescue organizations that have those as well as the mixed breeds. Well, let's see what else. The mystery photo, like I said, is up. It ought to be fairly easy for you to get. The phone lines are loaded. I'll go to the phones just as soon as I come back from this first break. But One other thing, there's a lot of chatter on the other side, the people that are recommending the chemicals and synthetic fertilizers and all that. You're in this big, long window to do a series of toxic chemical pre-emergence. I don't recommend that. The only pre-emergence that we recommend as sensible organic gardeners is corn, gluten meal, and we're probably not even in the window yet. We're getting really close. I'll talk about that. We'll work that in as we go. I'm sure I'll have some questions about that. Usually the target date we're looking at is around September the 15th, so we're not that far away. If you do a broadcast application, corn gluten meal now, okay, another one later.
Good Natured. That's the name of an exceptional line of organic garden and landscape products consisting of fertilizer, pest control, weed control, and soil amendments. You can find Good Natured and other great natural organic products at Dirt Doctor destinations, in independent garden centers, and hardware stores. Good Natured creates products that are safe and simply work better in every way. Look for these great products in Dirt Doctor destinations, and to learn more, go to goodnaturedforall.com. That's goodnaturedforall.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They are fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. Cinderite is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their lava soil amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production, and it can be delivered directly to you. Call Cinderite at 435-200-3191. That's 435-200-3191, or visit cinderite.com.
Dirt Doctor here with a tip on backyard storage. Usual storage sheds get unpleasantly hot during the summer and damage your stuff. Not the case with Allrich sheds. Because of their ventilation systems, they're roughly about 18 degrees cooler than standard sheds. Call 520-GET-SHED or visit their building designers in Cleveland, Tyler, or Fort Worth, and join the thousands of happy customers. That's 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433, or AllrichBarns.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are one of the great landscape plants and also one of the best medicinal and culinary herbs in the world. They should be grown organically. When roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of the rose is squandered. Rose hip tea, or using rose petals in teas or salads, is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, buy and plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are usually the best choice. Planting, watering, feeding instructions can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. For disease control in general, spray roses with garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray plant oil products such as PureGrow. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in the early spring or when the foliage begins to grow. For serious disease problems, apply the sick tray treatment. And to learn more about growing roses the natural way,
Go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard, back with you. As I was saying, real rushed, the corn gluten meal, if you've put it out or if you're going to put it out right away, that's fine. Put it out at anywhere from 10 to 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, 20 for best results, and then do it again at that date that we said, the September the 15th. That's a lot of organic fertilizer, which is fine, but you don't need to do any other fertilizer than the corn gluten meal, which will give you the pre-emergent effect of the winter on the winter weeds. To the phones, Raul is first, Plano, Texas. Hello, Raul.
Hey, good morning, Howard. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you? Well, sort of great. I'm calmed down a little bit here.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about that. The kids got up. I have little kids, and they heard the storm and came down running.
Yeah, I bet.
Our rooms.
Yeah, my dogs are terrified of storms, especially when it's lightning and thundering.
So, you mentioned earlier about listening to good radio shows, and I was the guy who called into Bob's show yesterday morning asking about a big tooth maple.
Uh-huh.
And I cannot find it anywhere here. I've called, the usual suspects, the ones that have the good products, and they don't carry it.
Does Fannick carry it? Really?
No.
That kind of surprises me.
Yeah, they carry a version that you recommend not getting it, that you said it's just not good here.
Fantex. Yeah, I've had a little problem with people buying that Fantex. That's not a good tree. I like Fannix Nursery a lot. They're in San Antonio, everybody, what we're talking about here. But the Fantex is one that the original owner of Fannix came up with, and it's nothing, I don't think it's anything but a modified version of Arizona ash. I'm thinking about something totally different. I'm thinking about the Texas ash. Big tooth maple, I bet you the only maples they probably have are the ones that have the thin bark and have the autumn blaze kind of names on them.
That's the one. And I remember reading that in your website.
I was thinking about two different groups of trees there. I was talking to a new friend of mine, our arborist, that I've met and we're talking with about several things right now, and he and some other people have had pretty good luck with some of those trees, but my experience with them is that they just don't last very long at all. I designed a whole bunch of them into commercial projects years ago, and one of them is Collin County Community College, and none of them are still alive. Not one. What I would suggest to you is a couple of things. There are some nurseries in the Austin area that not obviously not far from you at all that specialize in native trees. And I always get their names mixed up, but there's two or three or four of them that are in that area, and they for sure will have the big tooth maple. Also, there's a nursery down in Medina, Texas, and the apple people, Baxter Adams family down there, Adams Apple. They grow a lot of them. Now, they will sometimes sell out their entire inventory on a wholesale basis, but they grow a tremendous number of them and some real good quality, good-looking stuff. And if you talk to them about who they've sold, give them a call and ask them who they've sold to, you can probably find plenty of nurseries that have the big tooth maple.
Oh, okay, yeah, because that's like a little, that store also sells grape pies and things like that.
Oh, yeah,
that.
yeah, they do.
Yeah. So if I did, because, you know, I'm up in Plano, right? So if I did get something in Austin or even down over there in, near Medina, you know, it's going to be quite a trip back with a tree, right? So I was going to ask you two questions about that. One, what should I do to transport it? And two, can I find a good arborist that would actually, you know, plant it the right way, or am I on my own? Do I have to plant it myself?
Well, that's a good question. There are arborists, plenty of them out there that'll plant it the right way. So just, you know, ask them the questions that you know. You know, what do you think about exposing the flare when you plant it and stuff like that? And if you get answers like, oh, that's not that big a deal, Garrett overblows that, or, you know, those kind of answers, just talk to somebody else, because anybody in the business can do it properly. And if you ask them to do it, I think you can get that done. There is a place in McKinney called Chambersville Nursery, and they grow a lot of the things that I recommend. Give them a call. I'm sorry?
They don't have that one.
Don't have big tooth? Okay. Well, just keep calling around. But if you have to go south, that's where I've gotten a lot of the trees that I've planted is I've gone all the way to the Austin area to pick them up. And another thing you can do, Raul, you can plant a fairly small tree. It's not a super fast growing tree, but it's pretty good, and it'll get big in a fairly short period of time.
You think like maybe 2 feet per year? Is that?
No, at the most. I wouldn't hope for more than about a foot, but it might get a little more than that. Good luck with it.
Yeah.
Send me an email, and I'll give you a couple of other tips that might help you too.
Okay. Do you have time for one more question on
that? Yeah, real quick.
So, I had one place in Fort Worth that told me that they might be able to get a supplier, and they would recommended grinding the stump of the tree that I'm going to remove because it's severely damaged down to 3 feet and then planting it in the same spot.
Okay, let me put you on hold, Raul. I'll talk to you off the air. Hang on just a minute. Howard Garrett back after this.
The natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, run by the Stuart Frankie family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for years. Medina produces high-quality liquid and dry fertilizers like Medina's Organic Growing Green that has a balance of nutrients for developing healthy root systems, and many other products. Whether it's landscaping, turf, trees, herbs, or vegetables, Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and protecting the environment. Medina products work beautifully and they're free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware stores, garden centers, farm stores, and other places that sell organic products. Medina, over a half a century of proven performance. For more information, go to MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Buddy Howard back with you, and let's talk to Jerry in Mansfield, Texas, and then I'll cover something that Raul and I talked about off the air a little bit there. Hi, Jerry.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. What's up?
I'm looking to do my own in-house and out-of-house pest control. I've spent some time on the internet trying to identify sources as well as brands, and I'm having great difficulty. I can find EcoSmart. I can find Wonderside, I think it's called, but then the availability becomes an issue. So don't know if there's a product you recommend. EcoSmart says they're sold here and there, and then you go check those websites, and they don't have it. So if you could help me in this transition,
sure,
I would appreciate
sure.
it. I want something that's not going to harm the pollinators, my frogs, my geckos.
Yeah. Well, EcoSmart's been kind of in and out of the business. I'm confused about whether they're around or not, so I get that. I think your best way to go is with this new line of products that we've been helping now for over a year or so called Pure Grow. Pure Grow Bug Stop, and they have a disease control, and they have a weed crush, weed killer, too. They're made of, their active ingredients are cinnamon and clove. And one of the, not only do they work to control the pest, but the chemistry, the science behind these is pretty impressive because it doesn't they don't hurt beneficials much at all. It's not perfect. It's not 100% unharmful to the pollinators and the beneficials, but it's a whole lot better than anything I've ever used. If you use orange oil, for example, or spinosad, which are perfectly acceptable organic pest control products, they will affect the beneficials. But this cinnamon is quite incredible. You can, you know, put some cinnamon powder out yourself around to help with ants and roaches and things like that yourself. But these products, you know, come in ready to use or in concentrates, and I think that'd be a much better way for you to go. To find them, just go to my website, dirtdoctor.com, and there's an entry in there called Dirt Doctor Destinations. And those locations that we have identified in that area will have basically everything I recommend Pure Grow products for sure. You can also call them direct, and you can order online and that sort of thing. And you can order online in general. But I think you'll be able to find a place that's not too far from you if you call around.
All right. I appreciate your help.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Pure Grow, PUREGRO. Let's see what Amy's up to. Burleson, Texas. Hey, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Are you out in the weather there?
Yes, I actually drove to Waxahachie and back twice today. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Out the weather. Yeah, it was an adventure. So, I've got a question. We've got I think it's a Texas ash, but it's always been really full. It's about 10 years old. This summer, all the leaves are falling off. It's about a quarter as full as it was last year, and it looks horrible. There's brown spots on the leaves, and it looks like it's dying.
How long have you had this tree, Amy?
About 10 years.
In the fall, does the fall color, is it yellow, or is it multiple colors with some dark reds and maroons?
It's pretty much yellow. It's pretty much yellow. And I've got some pictures, but he's got a tree, one of those metal tree rings around it that's been around it since he planted it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if that's not stopping the growth of the tree, because it's pretty tight around the bottom of the tree.
Well, my best guess would be it is a problem, and I'd recommend you take it out of there. But I'm pretty sure to tell you that it's not a Texas ash. Texas ash don't turn just yellow. And I've run into this problem personally, and I've run into it on a lot of commercial and residential projects. People out there will sell what they're saying is Texas ash a lot of times, and it's not Texas ash. Texas ash also has a very distinctive leaf. It looks like it's drooping just a little bit. It's not an unattractive droop. It just looks softer, and the top of the leaf generally will be dark green, and the bottom will be a lighter green. If it's a green ash or Arizona ash or some other ash that I don't really recommend and is not good quality, the green, it'll be a lighter green color and tend to be the same color top and bottom, and you won't have that droopiness. But the dead giveaway is that if it only turns yellow in the fall, it's not a white ash or a Texas ash, which are the ones that I recommend.
Yeah, I know it was one that the builder planted when bought the house.
Yeah, bingo. That pretty much is all you need to know right there, because they're not going to go out of their way to find a Texas ash in general. I shouldn't lump them all together, but that is just a fact of life. Go ahead and get that metal ring out of there. Uncover the flare dramatically and do the rest of the sick tree treatment, and maybe your tree will turn out to be a decent tree, but I doubt very seriously if it's Texas ash or white ash.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Appreciate the call. Talk to you later. Let's see what Ruth. Do I have? Yeah, we got plenty of time. Ruth in Fort Worth. Hi, Ruth.
Hi. I'm having a real problem with my Japanese maple. The leaves are just turning brown on the edges, and I don't want I only have two left. They've died before on me, and I don't know what to do about these crisp leaves.
Well, Ruth, I've got some in my yard. I got one, especially. I'm doing some experimentation on it that has some burned edges, but most of mine, and their varieties that I talk about and recommend a lot, I have on the website and everything, they don't burn. But any Japanese maple can burn if you let it get too dry. And we've been going through an awful lot of hot weather. Have you been really careful about the watering?
I've been watering every single day.
Well, now, that's not necessarily good either. If you keep the area sopping wet, that could be the problem, too.
Well, I have pure sand here. It's just pure sand, and it just everything, if I don't water it, it dies.
Okay. What about sun or shade? What's the condition? What's the location?
Well, it's in a kind of, they're both kind of understory trees.
Okay. Do you remember what kind of Japanese maples they are?
One of them is that little fine tooth. You know, it doesn't hardly grow. It just sits there, but it's a pretty little tree.
Okay, something like a Crimson Queen, maybe? Does that name sound familiar?
I don't remember the name, but it's all green. It doesn't turn, but it is kind of a frilly edged.
Okay. Well, get yourself a probe. You can cut a head off of a golf club and use that and probe in the soil. Even though it's sand, you could have a perched water table. A lot of times in sandy soils, you'll have a hard pan down anywhere from 14, 15 inches to a couple of feet. And if you have that, the water that you're putting on there every day could be going down and hitting that hard pan and just sitting there at the bottom of the root system, and that could be keeping it too wet. But if it's too dry, and even if it's, no matter what the condition is, I'd recommend that you get some lava sand and mix lava sand in with your sandy soil. And that's what I'm talking about, because the lava sand will help you hold the moisture at the right level better than any amendment, even better than compost will.
I have some lava sand. I just haven't put it out yet.
Well, it's not doing you any good in that bag.
I know it.
So let's get it out and do some probing and see if you're too wet or too dry. That's all it could be, especially if you've got, if they're planted as understory trees and you can get them to come back. One thing I'm doing on mine, you might try it on a couple of limbs of yours, I'm totally stripping the leaves off. And I'm going to do the whole tree now, but I did just a portion of the tree to see if the burned edged leaves would come back out and be okay. I had not done a good enough job on exposing the flare on mine, and it gets a blast of direct sunshine right in the middle of the day, and that's what caused the burn. The tree's alive and going to be fine, but it's just a cosmetic problem. So you might, on a few limbs of yours, strip the leaves off, do the things that I was mentioning, and see if new, fresh leaves might not come out for you.
Okay, I appreciate that. Let me ask you about monkey grass. I've never had a problem with monkey grass. I've never had to water it, but my monkey grass looks horrible because the cats sleep on it. You know, when it's really hot, the cats love to sleep on it, and they just about ruined all of my monkey grass.
Well, all I can do for you there is to figure out how to keep the cats off of it. I'm seeing monkey grass suffer from this intense heat also this year, so be careful with the watering there, too. You might try some orange peeling or spraying orange oil in the area. Sometimes that will repel cats. And another thing you can do is get the lava gravel, not the lava sand, but lava gravel that's sold as a decorative gravel, and put a band of it along the edge of the bed that they're getting into. And if they have to walk across lava sand, they don't like the way it hurts their little paws. So you give that a shot also.
Okay. Now, what about all these leaves that have fallen? They've fallen too soon, and I've got a huge, huge cottonwood, and half of the leaves look like they've fallen.
Well, that's just a matter of this intense heat. The tree, I have red oak leaves falling like that to a degree at my house. They're adjusting the foliage that they have so they can balance the transpiration into the tree because of this intense heat that we've been having. It's just a cosmetic problem. Rake them up and put them in the compost pile. I hope that helps you. I'm going to need to move on and help some other folks here. Here's Jeff in Caperstown, Georgia. Is that right?
Cartersville.
Cartersville, that's what it says. My eyes not working well this morning. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, that's all right. Good morning, Howard. I'm in Zone 7, just so you know.
Okay.
So I've got two big sawtooth oaks, been there for 30 years. Obviously, there's a lot of shade in the front where they are, and there's very little. It's hard to get grass to stay in those areas. So here's my idea. I'm just going to landscape mulch that area.
Okay.
Stop, continue to grow grass. My question to you is there any sort of prep I should be doing for the grass that's there, or just once I cover it with mulch, will that just kill the grass and just kind of maintain it if it comes up? Or should I do something different before I put down all the mulch around the trees?
You can spray it with the strong vinegar or with the Pure Grow product or something like that to kill it out, put the mulch down, and if it pops through, tries to grow for a while and doesn't look good, you just spot spray where it comes through. But I think putting the shredded native tree trimmings under your sawtooth oaks would be a great idea. I love sawtooth oaks. I think it's great. It's an imported oak, but in soil like you have there in Georgia, it's a great tree to have. I'm going to have to run. Did you have something else?
Hey, one last thing.
All right, let me put you on hold. I'm going to have to run. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back after this. Organic weed
control? Pure Grow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for Pure Grow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Talk to the last caller off the air because there was a guess on the mystery photograph, and we don't have the exact answer from somebody who hadn't won before, which I only let people... We haven't won before, win. So I'll give you a little tip here. Three people have guessed periwinkle, vinca, which is right, but I need the specific kind of periwinkle that it is. It's one I've talked about here on the air, so if you think you know it, take a look at the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. If you don't do anything, the photographs will rotate and it'll come up automatically. If you want to go to it directly, you click on the little round button to the far right underneath the photos at the top. The other things are information about the course and the videos and various kinds of things there, and you can watch all that stuff. But if you want to go right to the mystery photograph, just click on the button on the right. And we have all of a sudden open lines for you to jump on here at 866-444-3478. Gives me a chance to do a little in Howard's garden, which I haven't had time to do yet. I did a lot of working in the garden yesterday, kind of wore myself out, as a matter of fact. And what I did was a couple of things. I planted some new plants. I transplanted some things. I moved some oak leaf hydrangeas around. I moved them back to the back and put them in a more natural setting and had them up a little bit too close to the house. And they're okay. I've got one big stand that's fairly close to the house. It's under my big crooked live oak that Nellie likes to climb. And it works well there. But a lot of times if you have them in too close, the oak leaf hydrangea gets a little bit of a ratty look to the foliage in the summer. And mine had done that. And in transplanting them, I discovered why. I have, although I've been doing an organic program for a long time, I have really lousy soil. We have black soil on top of caliche and limestone and everything. And through the years, it's improved right on the surface, and plants grow very well and have a good look. But if you don't water real carefully on certain plants that really need even moisture, like the hydrangeas of all kinds, but especially the florist hydrangeas. These are oak leaf hydrangeas, a little bit better. But the soil was amazingly dry down below about 4 inches. And something that Bob Webster and I have talked about quite a bit on his show is watering techniques. And I need to water like I recommend a little bit better than I have, rather than what I've been doing. Letting hoses run real slowly, especially when you go through these intensely hot periods of time and you have soil like I do that has topsoil that's pretty good, but then broken rock and caliche and things mixed with soil below that, they drain really well. And especially in the organic program, it moves on out of there. And so probing is such an important thing. Probing with either the pipe probe, which is a yellow fiberglass professional probe that you can get from irrigation companies and maybe some hardware stores as well. But it's about 4 feet long fiberglass and has a bullet on the end of it that's a little bigger than the fiberglass shaft. So it's real easy to punch into the ground. They cost $20, $25, maybe $30 or something, I guess, but they're a professional tool. You can make one for 50 cents. If you play golf, you can just use one of your own old golf clubs, or you can go down to a pawn shop and probably buy an old golf club for $1, 50 cents or something. Saw the head off of. I'd recommend that you use a driver or a three wood that has a fiberglass, has a composite shaft, because that shaft will be solid. And you can saw it off at a little bit of bias and an angle and leave a sharp tip on it. All golf clubs today have rubber handles. I don't think anybody uses anything other than that now. So you've got that protection in case you hit an electrical line or something. But that makes a perfect probe for you to probe the soil where you're having an issue with any kind of a plant and see what the moisture level is. You don't need dials or gauges. People a lot of times say, how do you tell? You can tell by the feel. You can tell if it's hard for the probe to go in. It's probably a little dry. When you pull it out, you can feel the soil that it adheres to the shaft of the probe. And if it's too wet, it'll make a sound like a cow pulling her foot out of the mud, miniature version of that. So you can just tell by the feel and the way it acts and the way the soil sticks to the probe whether you need to add more water or you need to water less often. In general, we like to water, and I've saw in transplanting my hydrangeas that I haven't been doing as good a job of getting the soil really down deep to the plants by watering heavier each time I water, and then go as long as you can before you water again. That's the way you keep that moisture level at the ideal moisture. So anyway, transplanted those, planted some new viburnums. You know that I'm a big fan of what's sold generically as evergreen viburnum. That's the one that's sold as viburnum odoratissima, or sometimes it's japonicum. It's sold under a couple of different names. It has real long leaves that are real beautiful, shiny, dark green. And it's different. The Sandanqua that I just planted, that's the ones that are suspensum. That's the one that's probably used more than any. And it's tough as nails, but it's got kind of a dull, shorter leaf, has real pretty flowers and everything. I don't know if it'll hold up as a cut flower like the odoratissima does. You can cut a stem of the odoratissima and put it in water, and not only will it last a long time, it'll basically last forever because it'll root in the water. I've done a newsletter about it, and I've done a Dallas Morning News column about it. If you're interested in that, take a look at that. I'll talk a little bit more in Howard's Garden Stuff when we come back and go back to the phones. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back.